Now, speak to me.
I love you.
Yes, speak to me of love.
I love you.
Now be eloquent, be brilliant for me.
I love you very much.
I ask for cream and you give me milk and water.
I adore you.
And that's from Cyrano de Bergerac. That's a fabulous movie. And that's the imposter. He's not as eloquent as Cyrano is. And she's expecting Cyrano to tell her eloquently how much he loves her. And think about the people in your life. Are you able to freely express how you feel about them now? Now that I said that, if you really don't like the person, sometimes you need to not say anything. Sometimes you need to figure out how to say it accurately. It really depends on your context. The people you truly adore, do you find something in the way and you can't get the words out? They come out stale or just very trite. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. I adore you. How do you express yourself in a way that's meaningful to you and to the other person, to the person who's so dear in your life? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and it's an opportunity for you to learn how to express yourself better, to learn how to deal with some of the difficulties in your life. Maybe it's with yourself. Maybe you're depressed or a little anxious or have a phobia or a fear of something. Maybe it's with relationships. Your kids or your hubby or a wife or a partner, or maybe it's with coworkers or your in-laws, or maybe it's with your financial situation, something outside of your control. You did everything right and the economy's just tumbling all around you and you don't know how to cope with that without getting really down. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free. And right now I want to welcome Jessica to the phone. You're wondering how to deal with your ADD, attention deficit disorder?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I have trouble holding a job, for one. I've been
okay.
A server, and I can be a bartender, but I can't be a server because there's a lot of different stuff going on. Like, I can listen to three people at once, but if I'm going around, I can't pay attention to. I can't really explain it, but as my biggest problem is I have trouble holding a job and dealing with my peers, not, you know, being too much for them.
Okay, so it's hard for you to multitask. If you're being a server and you have multiple tables that you're waiting on, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about. It's hard.
I have trouble dealing with peers, like, in general. Just, I'm really hyper and I don't pay attention well, and I get yelled at because I'm off staring into space rather than listening to what somebody has to say.
Okay, so it's a focus issue. You need to know to train yourself how to focus better.
Yes.
And when have you been best at focusing? Think of a time in your life when you just were able to nail it.
During band class.
Okay, tell me what you did then.
Well, I was doing something that I really liked doing, and I was so intuitive and wanted to, you know, pay attention and learn more because it's something that I like to do.
Okay, so what you want to get from that, Jessica, is that that is exactly what any of us need. We need the motivation. We need to find within ourselves what would make this job interesting that would allow me to stay focused and want more information. I can tell you, probably I would be diagnosed as attention deficit disorder if you had me listening to football games or baseball games. Do you follow any of the games, football, baseball, basketball, or whatnot?
I do. I'm a college football fan.
Okay. Are you able to focus then?
Yeah, for the most part on the games, I can pretty well keep focused during it.
So you know who the teams are, you know who wins, you know what the point score is, and some of the players.
Right.
If you put me in a game, guess what you would observe? Now, mind you, I have my PhD in clinical psychology.
You probably wouldn't be paying a whole lot of attention because it's boring.
I don't care at all about those games. So I was a cheerleader as in high school, and I didn't know what a first and 10 was, and I didn't care.
Right.
Now, that's not very cool, is it? So notice if, but I love the cheerleading. I love the athleticism, and you know, I knew a little bit about the games, but I didn't care about football, basketball, baseball, but put me into ballroom dance, and I will focus on every hip motion, every body wave, every nuance of emotion, the feistiness of a tango. I will focus on everything. I love it. So what you want to do is figure out how you can tap into your own motivation, that wonderful curiosity. Forget about the label of ADD, attention deficit disorder. Because then you're more likely to brush it aside and say, oh, it's just me, I can't do anything.
Okay.
Are you with me on that? I mean,
because
you get sucked into a label and then you just, it's almost like branding yourself. I can't focus and it's just me and I always have problems with people. And remember what you did in band practice, in band class. Figure out what you like about being a server or working with people. Now, you could probably give me a laundry list of the things you don't like, but think about what you like bartending. What made you even interested in the job? Was it just the money?
No, it's because I get to talk to people. I guess that's my biggest problem is I'll stop and talk to people forever and not be as fast as I can. That's another part of the ADD part is I you know, very quickly get to where I lose my focus on one thing and just drop to the next.
Okay, so then you want to retrain yourself. There's no reason, if you need to do this as a job and you need to keep the pace going, what type of outside reminders could you give yourself and rehearse in advance so that you would get a little bit of the talking to people and reorienting yourself to getting the drinks if you need the drinks or the food or whatever it is you're serving? What could you do for yourself?
I guess remind myself I'm at work.
Wonderful. How would you do that in a loving, gentle, warm, playful way?
I have no idea.
Okay. Could you think of it as band class, that you want to get the order done so you're able to talk to another person for 2 minutes? You could actually give yourself, you know, when I go on email, sometimes I'll say, okay, I've got 5 minutes at the email and that's it. And then I turn it off. It's like you set your own inner clock and train yourself to do that so you can talk to the person for a few sentences or, you know, a few paragraphs and then wrap it up. Learn how to wrap it. Wrapping it up is a skill. Yeah. Oh, sure. Because I'm going to need to wrap up in a minute, right? Or less than
a
minute. So you need a skill. So you can't work on a million skills at once. So let me sum up. And notice I'm wrapping up now. I'm summing up. Let me sum up what I hear, which is that get rid of the ADD label. Yeah, you can look at that. You can get some information on that, but don't brand yourself like that because you're going to move away from that label. Know that you can focus when you're very motivated. That's the second point. Think of band class or sports. You're good at that. Know that you love to talk to people, but you need to limit it on the job to be good at what you do. So that's the third thing. And then be very gentle in making that change with yourself. Come up with two or three things, like just tracking the time for 2 minutes or a few paragraphs and then move on so you can talk to a new person. So I wish you the best with that. Have fun with it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jessica. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Does analyzing our emotions take the mystery out of love and thereby ruin it? No, just the opposite. Real love is based not on mystery or fantasy, but on causality. When you know the reasons for your love, assuming they're rational reasons, the relationship is stronger and more secure. If you don't know why you respond to another, you'll feel out of control and often confused. Emotional responses to your partner will come and go for no discernible reason, and emotional conflicts will be irresolvable. Communication and intimacy will be undermined.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.